Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Each week we end this broadcast by saying this government is your government and your input does make a difference. But does it really? Can normal citizens make a real difference? The answer is a resounding yes, and today we have a real-life example. For those who may not know, in addition to this legislative update, the Montana Family Foundation also produces the Family Matters podcast, available on all major podcast platforms. Once again, it's called the Family Matters podcast. Each week, Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker and our grassroots director Patrick Webb interview the state's top policymakers and newsmakers. And recently, Derek interviewed Finley Warden, a Missoula High School graduate who dyed his hair, put on dark sunglasses, and went undercover at Montana's Teachers Union Conference. Every October, Montana schools shut down for 2 days while teachers gather at taxpayer expense for their annual professional development conference. And while most of us would agree that professional development and continuing education are valuable, what passes for professional development at the teachers' conference is eye-opening at a minimum, and in some cases, downright illegal. As the podcast unfolds, Warden described his experience as he attended both the 2024 and 2025 conferences. In 2024, he went in disguise and under a false name in case he ran into any of his former high school teachers. This year, he boldly registered under his real name and dropped the disguise. What he saw and heard at the 2-day taxpayer-funded event left him angry and resolved. One of his big takeaways was the fact that many of the sessions went far beyond simple left-leaning ideology as one would expect, and actually promoted socialist or even communist philosophy. One particularly disturbing session featured at both the 2024 and 2025 conferences was the LGBTQ State of the State Address. According to Warden, the presenter was flown in from out of state by the National Education Association, and his remarks centered on what it's like to be a gay or transgender student, or teacher for that matter. He then went on to talk about pushing transgender pronoun usage in the classroom, how to change a student's name on records, and how to keep those changes hidden from parents. None of this is legal, by the way, under the new Title IX definitions issued by the Trump administration. And schools risk losing federal funding if they persist. But that didn't matter to many of the presenters or teachers who attended. In fact, some of the presenters made it clear that they could care less about state laws or federal policy. The fact that these sessions were included at all is frustrating enough, but to pay teachers to attend at taxpayers' expense adds insult to injury. Finley did his job. Now it's time for the rest of us to do ours. We put every school in the state on notice that we're watching and we're ready to report any violations of federal law. To be clear, schools may not teach anything related to transgenderism during sex education classes, nor may they allow boys on girls' sports teams or students into the restrooms or locker rooms of the opposite sex. Will you be our eyes and ears? Ask your kids what's going on in their schools, and then call our office to report any violations. We'll take it from there. Finley Warden's reporting has also resulted in legislation being proposed by the Senate President and Superintendent of Public Instruction that would ban these types of sessions from being taught at taxpayer-funded teacher trainings, all of which is proof positive that engaged citizens can have a positive impact. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.